The great thing about Atlas Butler is they do it all. Heating, cooling, plumbing. Look, I'm busy with work. I don't have time to wait around or deal with lots of people. One company, one call, and they do it all. Wonder if they'll clean out my inbox. Seriously, offer that service. Please.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Atlas Butler has convenient 2-hour service windows for heating, cooling, and plumbing service. Because nobody likes waiting around. You listening, BMB? Nobody likes waiting around.
Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Hello, Podlers. Coming up, well, I give to you, Mr. Al Pacino.
Say hello to my little friend.
Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Right now, I am so proud to tell you that Wix have teamed up with Mission Christmas. Donate a gift for a child in need this Christmas. Head to your local Wix store to drop it off. We'll ensure that no child wakes up this Christmas without a gift. They've got these big drop-off points in front of every till at every single store up and down and around the UK. And to celebrate this fact, well, we're giving you a chance to win a Wix gift card worth £250. So you've got your gift card, then what you could do is buy the gift, go in, spend your gift card on the things you need to do it yourself, and then you could just drop your gift in.
Yes.
So it's a win-win situation. And I'm so pleased to say that for your chance to win the gift card, we are going to play, and it's been a long while since we've had a game of this, Celebrafairy.
It's back for another year.
Yeah, it is back.
Glenn's favourite game.
Yeah, my favourite. Yeah. I play it with my family.
I walked past the pub and Glenn was playing with his mates. I looked through the window, I was like...
He's doing Celebrafairy, look at him.
So Matt, Glenn's excited. For any newcomers...
Lovely to see.
How does Celebrafairy work?
Well, each year I take great pride in placing a celebrity effigy atop my Christmas tree, just to give it that showbiz sparkle. And as always, I thought I would make a game out of it. So as I ascend my tree, it's one of the big ones, I'll give you a series of clues as to which celebrated individual will be topping it off this year. Correctly guess, and you'll win a Wix gift card worth £250, David.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
If you're listening on the main station, I'm about to mix from Highway to Hell by AC/DC into the Nutcracker theme. Which is tough for any DJ, you know. But we've done it now, we're in. So we are having a game of Celebrafairy. That's how you can win yourself a Wix gift card worth £250. Matt's whittling a celebrity effigy to place atop his giant Christmas tree, which is in the studio at the moment, of course. Correctly identify the celebrity and you will win. And playing this morning in North Yorkshire, we have Chris. Good morning, Chris.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Chris.
Hello. -2 in North Yorkshire this morning, Chris.
Ooh. Yeah, just a little cold.
Oh, okay. You like Absolute Radio Country. You're a big fan of Jelly Roll.
Jelly Roll.
We all love a bit of Jelly Roll. Okay, so Matt Dyson, would you like to ascend your ladder, please?
Yes.
If you'd like to get on up there, that'd be great.
Now.
There you go. Keep going. Mm-hmm. Keep going. A bit further. Keep going. Keep going.
Okay.
Stop there. Okay. So, would you like to begin whittling?
Can I jump on the tree, or?
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah. Well, it's not part of the game, but yeah, go for it. Yeah. I mean, it's quite far away, the ladder and the tree. Yeah. Here we go. Oh, wow, you're sliding down a bit. Let's get a grip.
Sounds like you're in the sea now.
Yeah, it's an unusual tree. It's not one of the real ones.
Am I on Radio 4 now?
Every year people say, why do you go up the top of the tree to whittle your effigy? And I said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's because you keep saying, can I jump into the tree now?
You keep calling it an effigy.
that's
like that game we had to run on the spot and say, effigy. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Chris, you still there?
It's like a mini Wicker Man I make every year.
Chris is like, look, it's -2. I want to listen to some jelly roll. Can you hurry up?
Chris has got to de-ice his car. Come on, I'm just whittling away now.
Come on, okay. Give some clues out, will you?
I've got my knives out. I always use a kitchen knife for this. I am a master chef knife
wielder. That was a clue there, Chris. Yes. Just in case you missed it.
You're starting to take shape now, my beauty. I need to make sure you're secure on that tree, so I'll have to give you a good base, a nice, firm, buttery biscuit base.
That was a clue, Chris, there.
Sort out your all-important taste buds as well. Yes, you're looking very good. I'd say you're looking exactly like you did when I saw you in person this Wednesday.
This person was here a couple of days ago in the studio.
There we go.
So who is it? Who do you think it is, Chris?
Is it Greg Wallace?
It is, yeah. Yes! Well done, Chris. You've got yourself the Wickes gift card worth £250. And if you missed Greg taste testing our sauces on Wednesday, check out the videos on the Absolute Radio socials or Dave_Berry_Insta. Right, Matt, you can come down the ladder now.
Okay.
You stay there, Chris. Don't go anywhere.
Will do.
That's it. Okay, cheers, Chris. You can go now. Thanks very much. Thanks very much indeed.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Right now, Matt, it's the social ammunition.
Yes.
What you got for us?
Well, it's Friday, so it's Talking Pet Friday.
Yes!
Everyone loves it. And what a addition we have for you this morning. It's like a new sort of subgenre of talking pets.
Okay.
It's pets with accents.
Wow. Right?
Yeah. Can you imagine such a thing?
You're over-delivering again.
No. So I think it was about a year ago. A cat with a Scouse accent went viral. It was massive. You couldn't move for seeing
it.
If you haven't heard the Scouse cat, just listen. Just listen to it. It's amazing. Are you feeling that, Scouse cat, everyone? Yeah?
Was that the clip?
Yeah, that's the Scouse. It's going meow, meow. It really is. It's quite subtle, but.
I can 100% hear it.
Day, yeah.
But now we have this has gone massive.
It's saying that something about a 10-point deduction. It's devastating.
Yeah. Corrupt. We have an Italian a dog without an Italian accent. It's another husky. So we had a sort of husky offshoot saying woof last week. I don't know if you remember that. It was quite amazing that the dog saying woof. Here it is.
Excellent.
Now it's a similar sort of husky breed. They're obviously quite a vocal dog. This one is talking to its Italian owner, and it has an Italian accent. Just
rispondi a questi gatti. Bravo, ma che vuoi? Diglielo. Sono cattivi. Dici, sei educato. Siediti, fai vedere quanto sei educato. E vai, siediti.
Keeps raising his front paws.
The fact he's driving around on a Vespa is the most impressive thing about that video.
It's just amazing that dogs can.
Can I hear it again?
A human. Yeah, here's a short.
Rispondi a questi gatti. Bravo, ma che vuoi? Diglielo. Sono cattivo.
Honestly,
it's amazing, isn't it?
Dici, tu sei troppo educato. Siediti. Siediti, fai vedere quanto sei educato. E vai, siediti.
I mean, I'm not sure what they're talking about. I hope it's safe for air and everything. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they're having a conversation.
Yeah, that dog's got form, really bad form. Yeah.
If I were the people at Dol Mio, I would be...
Sign him up!
Sign him up!
Eating spaghetti like Lady and the Tramp in the Disney film.
Oh,
yes, meeting in the middle. Oh, so that's... Yeah, there you go. That's all it is on the social ammo this morning. Pets with accents. You'll be talking about them later and I've saved your date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
£5,000.
Absolute Radio.
That's right, it is time for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. Yesterday, we saw 4 out of 5 words matched with listener Tammy and, of course... Scatty Matty.
Hannah, no context.
Don't ask. Playing this morning, we have Joe. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Dave. Hi, team. Ooh, take your voice. Sorry.
Joe, no problem at all.
Hi,
welcome along to the show. You poorly, Joe?
I am a little bit, yeah.
Okay, well, we'll stay strong. We're all in it together. You're going to be absolutely fine. Joe is a lawyer in Suffolk. Mm-hmm. She has matched 5 out of 5 on a couple of occasions with you know who. Loves a bit of absolute 80s. Joe, it's great having you on the show. I'm going to spin the random player generator and we'll see who you're playing with today. Here we go.
Player generator.
Matt Dyson.
Anna Geary.
Glenn Moore.
Free choice.
Glenn Moore.
All right.
Glenn Moore is in play.
Good luck.
Thank you.
The Method Man is making his way out of the studio and therefore cannot hear any of the words I'm about to give you, Joe. And there are 5 words, and you need to say the first thing that comes to mind or the most logical word you can think of, or, of course, the other tactic would be to give me the word you think Glenn is most likely to say. Bear in mind, his nickname is The Method Man. I'll then give Glenn the same 5 words. If they all match up, you can have £5,000, which buys you a whole pile of Lemsip, Joe. A whole pile of Lemsip.
That's what I need.
Here we go.
Be like Scarface's table with mounds of Lemsip on it in your office.
I've no idea what you're talking about, Matthew. Let's move on to the gameplay, shall we?
Say hello to my little friend.
Okay. Front.
Back.
Narrow.
Wide.
Yes.
Cabin.
Beaver.
Ooh, that's good.
Train. T-R-A-I-N. Train.
Station.
And finally, Joe, the word. Tooth.
Very.
Yes. Well, that's a very strong set, isn't it?
Yeah, that's very good.
I just wonder if he'll go cabin crew. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Narrow boat, I would say.
Narrow boat, yeah. But he does like an opposite, doesn't he? So I don't know.
The Method Man loves an opposite, you're right.
Mm.
Either way, Joe, it is a really good set of answers. Matt Dyson is right. So stay right there. Glenn Moore's back in play. Next.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
5 words. 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
Glenn Moore is back in the studio. Joe with the sniffles has been waiting patiently on line one. Joe, you ready for it?
I'm ready.
Okay, just to let you know, before we get underway, Keith from Maidstone says, morning, Dave, I just matched all 5 words. Steve, the freezing Burkham Butcher, says, I just matched 5 with Joe. Surely that's enough to give her the money, isn't it, Dave? Unfortunately, not Steve. Sorry, no. Joe. We've got to get 5 match with Glenn Moore, which has happened before and could happen right now. Front.
Back.
Correct. Narrow.
Wide.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Cabin.
Fever.
Okay, Joe. That's 3 out of 5.
I'm croaking.
Train.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
There's about 8 options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Train driver.
No. Let me do it again. Just one time.
First option is going to be train wreck.
No.
Good. Okay, fine. That makes me feel a bit better if it wasn't in my top 2. What was it?
What's your third?
Oh, man, I had a train carriage.
No. Okay.
Fourth?
Train conductor.
Train conductor.
Train station, Glenn.
Oh, my God, of course.
Yeah, which is, I think, got to be a top two.
That has a top
suggestion,
two, yeah, sorry.
Perhaps. But it's the pressure's on.
So
Joe,
close.
You've not won the money. Let's see if you're going to get
four out of five.
Though, could be four. And I'm interested to see what you say for toothache. Fairy. It is 3 out of 5. No shame in any of those words. Joe, wishing you a speedy recovery and thanks for tuning in on 80s.
Thanks very much.
Nice one. Bye-bye, Joe. So this means we are playing 5 words, 5 grand again on Monday morning. If you'd like to have a go, producer Ellie is standing by to take your call and the number is 0330 123 1215. Across the weekend, if you have an Amazon smart speaker, you can ask it to open 5 words game. Maybe get some practice in.
5 words, 5 grand.
Absolute Radio.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
You are listening to Absolute Radio, where real music matters, as did yesterday afternoon's huge meeting. Massive. A meeting so big it could be seen from space. It took place at our new studios and office facilities. They are so swanky. Everybody was there. The new building plus the senior staff brought all of us to the yard. We went and we saw... So are they called slide charts? Pie graphs?
I thought you were going to say slides, like a Facebook office.
Yeah, that's what there were bean bags. There was football tables. It was incredible. No, so it was a really important meeting and we all went along and we were wowed by some of the things that were said. It's all looking good, isn't it? We're all so excited to be part of this incredible company.
Right,
that's
yes,
what we all
yeah,
chanted
yeah,
in unison
yeah,
at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what we... But one person wasn't there.
No.
That person is Matt Dyson.
Yeah, I was double booked, as you know, Dave.
Well, so, yes, yeah. But you've got to look at your priorities in life, haven't you?
Well,
I mean, as
this
I say.
Was, yeah, something I'd agreed
you know,
to do.
Well, yeah, that's true. And obviously, we know that family's important and all the rest of it. This is why I want your legitimate but bizarre reasons for not doing something or attending something. But they have to be legitimate, not made up. This is not a flight of fancy. This genuinely happened. Yesterday, I saw Matt composing the text message to our boss explaining why he wasn't going to be at this big meeting. Matt, would you like to share with the group, please?
I was volunteering at Viking Day at my daughter's school, right, with a theatre in education group. So they're like those sort of reenactment type people. They come into the school, they bring loads of ancient artefacts with them and share them with the children. I was like, so I couldn't go because I was melting down pewter to pour into clay molds to make warriors' amulets, basically.
So you were trapped in the past.
Sorry, boss, I can't make it. Yeah, I'm trapped in the past. Yeah. So there you go.
Why are you still wearing the big horned hat? That's what I want to know.
Method acts.
Yeah. Put some trousers on, for heaven's sake.
So, I mean, yeah, I'd agreed to do it a while ago and I'd forgot that it was the same day as the meeting for this history workshop. So.
Morning, Paul. Can't come to big end of year meeting as playing role as Viking for children.
All I got in response was... Okay.
Well, how do you respond to that? I mean, what do you want the poor man to say? Sounds fun. Thumbs up emoji.
He probably thought that's an elaborate.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Wow. I'm not falling for that one. But it's
yeah, true. Not again. It's Matt Jorvik Dyson.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Dave, I couldn't go to my little cousin's birthday party because I was already committed to helping out with my local scout group's carnival parade dressed as the Queen. That's Matt Dyson levels there.
That is big.
That's from Matt J. It's all the Matts. Good morning, Dave and the team. Somebody I work with once messaged the boss to say he couldn't come in on a particular day because he had to go and get his rat's teeth trimmed.
Amazing.
Now, Glenn, you've got one of the all-time greats here. And I remember this from your socials back in the day, right? So tell everyone how your legitimate excuse for not turning up to something.
Which one are we talking? Are we talking
We're talking.
Yeah, okay, so I.
Well, how many are there?
I had a few.
Big one.
So, yeah, well, I had to ring up a promoter for a comedy club I was booked at to let them know I was going to be running extremely late because I had a breakdown. And I tried to avoid explaining that the breakdown was not, in fact, a car based breakdown on a motorway. It was, in fact, a breakdown on the big one at Blackpool Pleasure Beach. And me and Tim Vine were stuck on a roller coaster.
Oh, wow. So, were you the right way up? At, I mean,
we were the right way
things.
Up. We
it
were on the initial
me.
Incline. Oh. So, yeah. It was, we hadn't even experienced any of the ride.
Okay.
And we were stuck on there for about, I don't know, about half an hour. But it was already, you know, it was. Tim Vine and I were going to different gigs, but both of us were having. But yeah.
Because was this the day you famously, like, just had the day on your own ahead
I'd
of doing
I'd gone on
the,
my own
yeah.
to Blackpool Pleasure Beach, which I realise is
like
an insane thing to
be.
But I had a day to myself, and I thought, well, it shouldn't be illegal to go to a, you know, to a theme park on your own. I realised immediately, it was firstly, you get to go on single rider on all the rides, but also you do look tragic everywhere you go. Yeah. Eating at the pizza buffet on your own.
Hooking a duck on your own.
Yeah.
Brian was doing the same
so,
thing.
So, yeah, I mean, was it, were you...
No, he was with his tour promoter.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
So I just bumped into
so
them.
Just, right.
I bumped into them, and then we just hung around all day. It was really nice. But I then had to explain to them I'm on my own. Wow. I'm on my own at Blackpool Pleasure Beach.
So, I mean, this is almost one of those great questions. Like, who would you, which celebrity would you most like to be trapped on a stalled roller coaster with? What's Tim Vine like as someone to be trapped on a roller coaster with?
Well, he holds actual conversations. It's not just one line, which is good. That's fun. Yeah. So it's fun. We had a nice time. You know, I got to really got to know each other. At a 45 degree angle.
Amazing.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to The Breakfast Show, where every day this week we're giving you a chance to win up to £2,000 worth of gift card goodness of your choice, of course, and that's thanks to gift cards from Tesco. Share the festive feeling with a gift they'll love. And playing this morning, we have Amanda. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Dave. Good morning, team.
Amanda, the warmest of welcomes to the show. Amanda is absolute 80s, but she made it very clear to me during that last song, only absolute 80s.
Yeah.
She hates the rest of the network. 80s. Only 80s all the way. I like it. I like it. You know what you want in your life. You've had a fiddle with the network. You've had a look around, and it's not for you. Just 80s, please, Dave. And you got it, Amanda.
Thank you very much.
So, Amanda, what's going to happen is I've got 5 gift cards from Tesco in front of me. All you need to do is tell me if the next gift card is higher or lower in amount, and then basically you'll win that amount of gift cards, or you'll win the money you get stuck on, basically. So it's a good situation for you. As a slight sidebar here, one of the gift cards I'm about to read out was also one of my erotic dancing names back in the early noughties. See if you can spot it. Are you ready to play?
I certainly am.
Okay. So the one I need you to lock in your brain is a gift card for Just Eat. And it's worth £25. Okay. So, £25 as we go to boohoo.com. Is it higher or lower than £25?
Higher.
It is higher. It's £800. Hey. Well done. Up next, higher or lower than £800? It's Nasty Gal.
Nasty Gal.
Lower.
It is lower! It's £500 worth of Nasty Gal. Higher or lower for Lego?
Higher.
Higher, it's £600 for Lego. And finally, higher or lower than £600 to spend at the mighty TK Maxx?
Oh, one of my favourite stores.
Me
lower.
Too.
You're going lower. It's right, you've got the full £2,000. Well done, Amanda. You absolutely nailed it. And as I say, you can spend the gift cards wherever you want. We'll give you the money. You sort it out. It was all thanks to gift cards from Tesco. They're doing fine work. There's another chance to win online. And yes, to answer all of the questions, my erotic dancing name back in 2004?
Mm-hmm. Nasty Girl?
Lego, actually, Amanda.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
And this morning, the other thing that mattered was you sharing your weird excuses for not doing or attending something. They had to be legit, though. This was after yesterday Matt refused to attend the big company meeting, a very important meeting. The onus on us being there was huge from senior management, but Matt didn't go because he was dressed as a Viking.
I was double booked. I had to help out with a reenactment society at my daughter's school.
But Matt makes it sound like he was LARPing. Honestly, he put on a horned hat and helped unload a van. That's what he did.
Well, yeah, pretty much.
You didn't go to the big end of year accounts meeting.
There was lots going on.
Where we plan for next year. You don't even know what we're going to be doing in 2024, do you?
I'll go to the next.
Because you're unloading a van.
Do you reckon there was anyone in the Viking times who couldn't go to a big Viking feast because they were double booked at a work meeting for a radio station?
Yeah, there probably was. It happens, you know.
Okay, so you've been sharing yours. Darren in Glasgow. Last year I missed my Christmas night out at work because I went for a pee-pee with one hand in my pocket. When I took my hand out of my pocket to flush, the money came out of my pocket and into the loo, and I flushed away £150. So I didn't go.
Weird story.
I had to be excused from PE when I was around 9 years old, Dave, because... because instead of my England shorts, I'd packed my mum's petticoat.
a pretty petticoat. Oh, lovely.
I didn't fancy wearing it for football. Pete in Norfolk. Lovely stuff, Pete. Morning, Dave. When I was in the army, I couldn't make morning PT as next door's ferret was loose in my garden.
Oh, that's a good one.
The sergeant major was perplexed, to say the least, for a Matt in Tunbridge. This is a Matt thing. All the Matts.
Happened to us.
Morning, Dave and the team. I once turned down a date with a bloke I met in a pub because I was off to buy a hamster. He looked crestfallen at being blown out in favour of a small rodent. thank you, everybody, for sending those in. Excellent work, as always.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show, where, as promised, it is time for Matt Dyson and the Social Ammunition.
Extra.
Now, I'm privy to what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited.
Yes, it's nice to have a football montage again of clichés said by football managers and players. I like to play this sometimes ahead of Rock and Roll Football on Absolute Radio back tomorrow afternoon from 2 o'clock.
Plugging his own show.
With myself and Richie Firth tomorrow.
Yes.
So this is from Brian's Gun on X. They are now award-winning football content creators. And this is a cliché that I can't believe we haven't heard yet. Everyone's team has a bogey team.
Yeah.
Yeah, this comes
I can't
up
believe
so
we've
often.
Not done this
I can't
before.
Believe they haven't done the cliché montage yet, but here it is.
I was wondering whether we were ever going to get over this bogey of Everton.
Been a bogey team for us.
It's like a weird bogey team.
It was probably our bogey team.
Maybe we're their bogey team, I don't know.
Sweden's got to be one of our bogey teams.
They're our bogey team.
Yeah, yes.
My bogey team would definitely be Arsenal.
This is one of our bogey teams.
People say they're a bogey team.
We're the only club who has 91 bogey teams.
I think we're a bit of a bogey team.
A bogey team.
Very much a bogey team.
Do you believe in bogey size?
No.
I don't believe too much about bogey teams.
They've been a bit of a bogey team for Liverpool. In German, is it Angstgegner? Does that mean bogey team
again?
In German? Angstgegner? Is that the German for a bogey side? What's the bogey team in German?
The word is Angstgegner.
That's exactly what I just said.
Okay. I don't know.
It's crazy, isn't it? People
I love
saying
it.
Bogey so many times. Bogey teams. What a horrible concept. I'll share the video. Watch it for yourself. Talk about bogey teams later on a Save Your Date.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That's it for the Friday morning edition of the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. What an amazing show it has been. What an incredible week, in fact. And, of course, the whole thing will live on forever unless they run out of space. I was thinking about it the other day.
Oh,
if
right,
the podcast...
Yeah.
Realm runs out of space. Do they delete
so
them?
Have to buy another cloud subscription,
just,
I suppose.
Right, they will
have
to do
cloud.
That.
Yeah,
get a bigger cloud. Because I'm thinking, if they do it alphabetically, then as a berry, we're going to be the first the first podcast to go, aren't we?
So, yeah, enjoy it while you can.
Whereas that thing about, you know, your dad making a naughty movie, that's going to live on for ages. But what should the podcast be named? Matt, there's a lot today, man.
Right, yeah.
I've got effigy.
That was during the whittling in the Wix competition earlier.
Dolmio, you can't explain them all, Matt.
No,
we haven't got time.
Too many.
Here
that's
we go. We've got Dolmio Husky on a Vespa. Yeah, we've got Glenn in stripy tights doing his stats. I was melting down pewter to make amulets. Match Jorgic Dyson. Hooking a duck on your own. Getting to know each other at a 45 degree angle. Concussed by a stuffed trout. Cleaning my horses. What's not's a nasty gal.
I mean, rich pickings. That sounds like a month's worth of titles. It's really hard to pick one. And I do like Matt Jorvik Dyson, but I think Concussed by a Stuffed Trout is possibly my favourite from Lister.
Sold. The podcast today has been named Concussed by Stuffed Trout. Right, on the way, the details you need to be made a winner. The prize fund today is £175,000. We'll be back with you on Monday morning at 6 a.m. So until then, enjoy your weekends. Stay safe, stay entertained.